Yeah.
And so, you know, I also began to appreciate the importance of prevention.
Mm-hmm.
I think the pharmaceutical industry right now is naturally biased towards cures.
Yeah, yeah.
But in many instances, those cures are unnecessary if we as a population practice more prevention.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But isn't the medical, what you're trying to do, is more on the cure side as well?
Yes, it's I'm still trying to help people. I'm mm-hmm. still trying to address, you know, the needs of the unfortunate or those people that, you know, have gotten some, you know, a disease, mm-hmm. whether it be diabetes mm-hmm. or, you know, cancer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also realize that you can spend a lot of money and a lot of time,
mm-hmm.
most of which would be unnecessary,
yeah.
in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
if we turned around and applied that same amount of energy and resources towards prevention programs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now in the United States, we're starting to experience an epidemic with respect to diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Diabetes and a syndrome called metabolic syndrome or syndrome X.
Mm-hmm.
And it's primarily due to obesity
mm-hmm.
and a lack of exercise
mm-hmm.
and poor dietary habits.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it's very preventable. People
yeah.
just have to eat better and yeah. exercise and watch their weight.
Yeah, especially like, you know, obesity, like, you know, kids, right? Kids getting fat, right, without exercising, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, studies have shown that kids aren't necessarily taking in any more calories than they did 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's not because of junk food
mm-hmm.
or processed food stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's more due to inactivity. You know,
yeah.
it's video games instead of riding your bicycle.
Yeah.
And what's happening is, yeah, we're seeing kids that are coming down. I've seen 14-year-olds
mm-hmm.
with all the signs and symptoms of diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's due to obesity and a lack of exercise. And there might be a genetic component. I mean, certain